In 2005, Global Finishing Solutions bought a firm based in Ontario, Canada, and moved those jobs to Mexico. Chief Operating Officer Jim Farragher says the company was responding to competitors from China and Italy, which were getting subsidies to flood American markets. But the company is moving again, this time from Mexico to Osseo. Farragher says the company will be able to offset the higher wages by streamlining manufacturing and cutting out a lot of transportation costs.
In our position today, we believe that our long-term strategy and future is bringing the jobs back here. It makes business sense and supports our plans.
Global Finishing Solutions is now eligible for up to $600,000 in economic development tax credits to build and equip a new expansion at their Osseo headquarters. Farragher says the incentives were part of the decision to move the jobs, but it's more about servicing their markets better. Mark Fenton is an associate professor of international business and management at UW-Stout. He can't say whether this is part of a larger trend of outsourced American jobs coming home to roost, but he says more direct oversight might be a motivating factor.
One of the things that might bring more jobs back is the desire for companies to maintain control over their product and over their quality and in particular over their intellectual property.
In the last few months, Global Finishing Solutions has created 75 jobs and expects to add 35 more in the next 2 years. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.